Let's pray and then we'll look at our Psalms tonight. Heavenly Father, we come to you again just needy. Lord, I pray that you'd help me here tonight again. Lord, just calm my spirit, calm my thoughts down, Lord, and help me to focus in on the things that you showed me and taught me that I could properly pass them on to these dear people here tonight as they long to hear from you. Lord, I pray again that you just have your will and way in the service here tonight. Be with our young people in King's Club. Thank you for our teachers. Thank you for our nursery workers. Again, just bless those classes. Be with our teens downstairs tonight. God, you would again meet with us here, and I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Certainly thankful for people in our life that come along our way and encourage us. As I told you, I had that meeting earlier this week with that lady and someone I never met before. Two people sitting in my office, and they followed up and just said, "What a blessing and encouragement!" The fact that we even would reach out and try and help. What a blessing! It's nice to. Maybe in your life, people have come along by you and encouraged you. Maybe they do it daily. Maybe you're on Brother Rice's verse barrage. I don't know what else to call it. He went from a verse to chapters. Have you gotten that? If you would like to be on Brother Rice's words, you just text him. He'll tell you. But maybe that's an encouragement to you. It ought to be. It's the Word of God. It's a blessing to me, and it's a blessing to have people in your life that do that. Hebrews 10:24 says, "And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works." And for the most part, most circumstances in our life, we can have a friend, a family member, a fellow member come alongside us and kind of grab us by the arm and say, "Come on, let's go forward," and that'll be good enough. Maybe you shed a couple tears, maybe you get over yourself or whatever it is, but you got a friend, you got somebody. As the Bible says, let us consider not ourselves but one another to provoke unto love and good works. The best thing I can do for you is to try and help you get closer to Christ. But there are times, and I'll say not often, but there will be times in your life when God just wants it just you in Him. That no word of encouragement can help from anybody else. It's just got to be you and Him. Again, for the most part, a friend could come by and encourage you and provoke you back unto love and good works and recorrect. But there will be times when it's just you and God. Towards the end of 1 Samuel in chapter 30, David is having a major problem. He's with the Philistines. He's fighting with the Philistines. He's spared from having to fight against Israel. He's away, and then they come back to the camp of where their families were, King David, and all the women are gone. And they are in torment over this. The story is found in 1 Samuel chapter 30. And the men are so grieved that it says that they don't even have any more power to cry anymore. And they look at David and they're so distraught that they even suggest killing their king. They were so grieved. And the Bible says this in 1 Samuel 30 verse 6, "And David was greatly distressed." David was part of the group. David was experiencing loss. David was heartbroken over the exact same thing. The Bible says that the people spake of stoning him. The men had a king. And in their eyes, that man let them down. You made a decision that was that couldn't have been laced in wisdom. You sought not God, and now all of our families have been taken by the Amalekites. And we blame you. But David had God. Where the people had a king, David had God, because the Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 30 and verse 6, David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. They all had the same circumstance, and almost everybody blamed a man. But one man went to the Lord for help. There will be times in your life where you will need to encourage yourself in the Lord, your God. I pray it's not often, because I'll be honest, it's not easy. Because the circumstances that drive everybody else away and it's just you and the Lord are usually severe circumstances. Extreme circumstances. So how do you encourage yourself in the Lord? Let's look at some of the words of King David. Psalm chapter 18 tonight. Psalm chapter 18. 5 points. They'll be quick. Let us remember the men had a king, but the king had God. In Psalm chapter 18 and verse 6, it says this, "In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him even into his ears." Number one, in how to encourage yourself in the Lord, call upon him. David acknowledged his need. All too often we think we are way too strong. Our life may be crumbling. Everything around us is in distress. And what do? I'll fix this. I'll handle this. We're blind to the fact that we are in over our heads. And the best thing that we could do, in my distress, David says, I called upon the Lord. In your distress, would you call out to the Lord? Say, what does that mean? The Bible goes on to say, it says in verse 6, in my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. It's good to know that he hears our voice. And my cry came before him, even into his ears. God is listening. God puts circumstances, God allows circumstances in our life, knowing that he will always be there for us. All we have to do is call. All we have to do, I feel bad. I was just pulling in. I was late. I looked at my phone, and Mrs. Trimaldi is calling me. And I'm like, I just can't take that call right now. Say, that's not a good path. I know. Do you know that when you call out to the Lord, he never looks at and goes, I just don't have time for this call right now. In your darkest, hardest moments, there are circumstances that he will remove everything else and it's just you and him and he's just waiting for the conversation. Just call to me. Everybody in that circumstance had a distress. Everybody was heartbroken. Everybody was weeping. But there was one that encouraged himself in the Lord. This. I can take this off now? Good, because it's not comfortable. Call upon him. Call upon him. Point number one in encouraging yourself in the Lord. Acknowledge your need and call upon him. Stop trying to smooth it all out. We're doing a drywall upstairs and we're getting close to being done. Okay, we're closer to being done than when we started. And there comes a point where I just can't smooth it out enough. I just got to let that thing be. Hey, in your life, there's going to come a point where you just can't smooth it out. There wasn't anything David could do here. He needed the Lord. Number one, acknowledge your need. Number two, well, in acknowledging your need, we call upon him. Because he hears us. Number two, Psalm chapter 25. How to encourage yourself in the Lord. Call him. Number two, Psalm 25 and verse 1, it says this, "Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee." How to encourage yourself in the Lord? When it's just you and God, the circumstances look dismal, I don't know what to do in this, I'm distressed, I'm overwhelmed, there is no power left even in my soul to cry. My eyes have dried. Point number two, trust him. Oh my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Look at Psalm 56 in verse 4. Psalm 56 in verse 4 says this, "In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me." In those circumstances, and it when it's just you and God, here's what you got to do. Trust him. Trust him. Well, I don't know. You're right. You don't know. I don't understand. You're right. You don't understand. But trust him. Notice the direction that David goes for help. He doesn't gather everybody around and say, "All right, here's what we're gonna, I need a plan. Let's do this. We got this." No, he goes to God. Let me ask you tonight, do you trust God? What made David different than all his men? Was it David had no sorrow? No. Was it David wasn't angry? No. How did David encourage himself in the Lord? He trusted the Lord. How good are you at trusting God, even though it doesn't make sense? God, I'm going to put this situation in your hands, and whatever it is that you say, I'm going to do it. I trust you. Ever questioned God on his motives and what he was thinking? I'll tell you, he didn't come out of that conversation encouraged. Encourage yourself in the Lord, number one, by calling upon him. Number two, by trusting him. Number three, look at this, Psalm 34. Psalm 34 and verse 1. "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." How do you encourage yourself in the Lord? How do you do it when it looks like it's all come undone? Number one, you call upon him. Number two, you trust him. Number three, you praise him. "Oh, taste and see," in verse 8, Psalm 34 and verse 8. "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him." There's a connection between praise and identifying the goodness of God. Praise and goodness are linked. It goes hand in hand with trust. If I trust the Lord, that means that I acknowledge that what God is doing in my life is good. And when I recognize God's goodness, there's a song that wells up.
The recognition of God's goodness. The meditation upon God's goodness. What is the result of that? Praise. When you start thinking about the goodness of God in your life, what do you want to do? I want to praise Him. If you were wise and you were driving down the road and all of a sudden a deer came by and there was nothing you could do and somehow you closed your eyes and just held on and it worked out. Oh, God is good. What do you want to do? You want to praise Him. You're telling people. You're calling people. You would not believe. And I remember it was one Saturday morning. Remember when we used to have Saturday morning prayer meeting? Well, what time did that start? It was like 8 a.m. That was early. And the one time I was coming down this road here, it was a foggy morning, foggy. And there were two deer standing out in this road, and I had no idea they were there. And I'm telling you, I must have scared the daylights out of them because they had no idea I was coming either. And there's just two deer, and they're just standing in the road, and I just, shoom, and you don't see them until they're right there. Woo! Thank you, Lord. That could have been much different. What do you want to do when you see God's goodness in your life? I want to praise Him. Hey, how do you encourage yourself in the Lord? You meditate on His goodness. You recognize His goodness. You focus in on God's goodness. And what happens? Praise. Praise. Praise comes from your mouth. Praise comes from your heart. How to encourage yourself in the Lord, call upon Him, trust Him, praise Him. Here's a hard one. Say the first three weren't easy. Here's a harder one. Psalm chapter 40 and verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord. We are not good at waiting. God's timing is expected to be my timing. And when it doesn't coincide, who's at fault? God. That's the way we see it. God, I got this whole thing laid out. It's going to work out beautifully. You just got to do what I say. When I say it. And don't mess it up. Because then I'm going to get mad. And I'm going to blame you for not knowing what's going on. I waited patiently. Oh, we wait. But do we wait patiently? I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. I'm not good at waiting patiently. I'm not good at waiting rooms. Immediately I walk in, I see, I take inventory. Okay, who's here? So, once all these people go, I should be next. I was in a waiting room today. There was one person there and me, telling me I'm number two in line. Seems obvious, right? Heather, who was ahead of me, I know this because she got called before me. Heather, we're ready for you. And she goes back, and then I'm just waiting for that door to open again. Nick, right? All of a sudden, the back door opens, a person comes in, and all of a sudden they call his name. There's signs all over in the inside. We know you're here. Please do not knock on the glass or the door. I was about to go through the door because I had to wait 30 more seconds. We're not good at waiting. How about with God's timing? This is just something simple. But how about God's timing? How about when it's time to encourage? How about when it's just you and God? I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit. Know what I don't want to wait for? Getting taken out of the horrible pit. Do you see where the psalmist is writing from? Was David actually in a horrible pit? Spiritually, emotionally, yes. God, one more second is too long. But I waited patiently. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. Let's remember this. God's timing is always perfect timing. And I'm here to tell you tonight, I'm here to remind you tonight, guaranteed, God's timing and your timing are different. Encourage yourself in the Lord. How do you do that? Call upon God. Trust Him. Praise Him. Wait on Him. You get ahead of the Lord, you're in trouble. You get behind God, and you're in trouble. Hey, encourage yourself. Allow Him to establish your goings. Sometimes the Lord does things in our life that it's just us and Him. And He wants our undivided attention. He wants us to call upon Him, to trust Him, to praise Him, to wait on Him. And then lastly, Psalm 42 in verse 5. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God. For I shall yet praise Him for the help of His countenance. Look at verse 11. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God. Hey, when it's just you and Him, when it all falls out, what is it going to be? Where's your hope going to be? Well, if you want to encourage yourself in the Lord, it better be in God Himself. As that verse finishes in verse 11, who is the health of my countenance and my God? For I shall yet praise Him who is the health. Hey, your hope is your medicine. Ever not feel well? I don't take a lot of medicine. I thankfully, at 43 years of age in my life, I do not have prescriptions that I have to refill. Praise the Lord. I'm happy about that. But every now and then I get a headache. And I go and I take a half an ibuprofen. Snap it in half. And I take it. And within 20 minutes, I feel better. 30 minutes max. Why? Because I'm not used to medicine. And a little bit of medicine goes a long way. And I'm thankful for that. Hey, that medicine for your soul that is cast down, that is disquieted, that needs help, that medicine will be hope. That'll be help to your soul. That'll be health to your countenance. Call upon Him. Trust in Him. Hey, is there a circumstance maybe? Take a step back from your life for a moment. Is there something going on in your life where God just wants you and Him? And how are you handling that? Have you called? Have you trusted? Have you praised? Have you waited? Have you hoped? Habakkuk chapter 3 will be our last verse. Habakkuk chapter 3 and verse 17. Habakkuk 3:17. Listen to this. Although the fig tree shall not blossom. Fig trees are supposed to blossom. Do you know what you're supposed to get off fig trees? Figs. Anybody like figs? Yeah. Anybody like Fig Newtons? Sure. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines. So there's trees not producing fruit. There's vines not producing fruit. The labor of the olive shall fail. And the field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Sounds like God's blessing has moved past. Look at verse 18, Habakkuk chapter 3 and verse 18. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. Sounds like someone was able to encourage themselves in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and He will make my feet like hinds feet. He will make me to walk upon mine high places. To the chief singer on the stringed instruments. What a blessing. Even though the fields are barren, even though there's nothing left in the stalls, even though the fruit has dried up, I can encourage myself in the Lord on the very character of God. There was a group of people that felt like David had let them down. And David went to God and was encouraged. And you know what happened? Because of the encouragement and help that David got, he could then go back and encourage his men again. Because one man had a relationship with the Lord himself. I'm thankful for friends. I'm thankful for family. I'm thankful for a church family. But God might use you one day, just you and Him, to teach you some things, to show you some things that you in turn could be a help to somebody else. Hey, if you're in distress tonight, can I help you? Maybe God's trying to get your attention. Maybe He's trying to get your focus back on Him. Because when circumstances like that fall into our life, there is nowhere else we can turn but to the Lord. Let's all stand. How to encourage yourself in the Lord. Call upon Him, trust in Him, praise Him, wait on Him, hope in Him.